God bless all of you on the Christian Worldwide Prayer and Praise line, and God bless all of you on the blog line. We're coming together. Amen. God is so wondrous and so amazing. We appreciate your presence today. Thank God for everybody, everyone on the prayer line. God bless you. And also everyone on the blog line. God bless you. It's a wonderful day. I wonder, is Pastor Williams, are you on the line this morning? Ambassador Hagen, can you see about that for me? I'd appreciate it. Amen. Thank God we're blessing the Lord for what he's done and for what he's doing for us. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for his goodness and kindness. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for the privilege of coming before you to give you praise and adoration. We know that Psalms 102 tells us why we were created. We were created to praise you. You created the sun, the moon, the stars, everything to praise you, according to Psalms 148. And then Psalms 141 tells us that we were created to praise you too. So we come to you, Lord, to give you praise and adoration. We thank you for what you've done for us. Thank you for what you're doing for us. Thank you for what you're going to do for us. And we love you, Lord. We just appreciate everything. Oh, God, appreciate you. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost, for how you brought us, for how you kept us, for how you've never left us. You have been there every step of the way. Oh, how we praise you. Thank you for helping us to reach lost people for Christ, for you, Lord. Giving us the victory. The victory that we have in Jesus. Excuse me. Oh, we love you, and we thank you for everything. Now, Lord, we ask that you would give us even a greater prayer line, a greater blog line. This year, Lord, to get the soul career line, join with this line in the name of Jesus. Oh, how we love you. How we praise you. How we lift you up. We bless your holy name and thank you for it. Now, Lord, this is a wonderful day to give you glory. Wonderful day to give you praise. And we just praise you. Forgive us for any sins in our life, any sins of commission, things we've done, and any sins of omission, things we haven't done. God, help us to forgive those who trespass against us. And give us a marvelous day, in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless the people on the line, every participant, those who give praise reports and prayer requests, those who speak on the line, just bless everybody. God, who got up, Lord, to give you praise and adoration. We just thank you for everything. We pray for those who are incarcerated, that you would help them and that you would bless them. Yes, 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 Lord. God, we pray for those on the line to have great health and great strength. Let your presence saturate the room. In Jesus' name, let your will be done. In Jesus' name. I thank you because no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, you will condemn it. Thank you, Lord, for giving us peace that passes all understanding, which will keep our hearts and minds in perfect peace. Thank you. Oh, God, for everything. Thank you because we're saved by hope. The hope that is seen is not hope. And thank you for teaching us, Lord, how to thank you in advance for everything that you're doing for us. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless your holy name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. We give you the glory, we give you the praise, and we give you all the adoration. In the name of Jesus, we pray, and we praise you. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. For the glory of God. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen and amen. God is real, y'all. Let's speak to him. Good morning, Lord. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. We love you. We praise you. Let's go to him with praise. We were created to praise the Lord. Let's praise him now. Praise check. Praise check. Praise check. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All for you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God, for your goodness. Everybody praise him. You all know that by now. Everybody praise him.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise your holy
name.
We appreciate you. And we thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, by you. Thank you for what you're going to do. Thank you for what you're doing. Somebody hasn't praised him. Come on, praise him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Everybody, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for that. Praise going up to the Lord. Amen. Amen. And we just want to thank God for you. Thank you, Jesus. We appreciate what you have done and giving praise to the Lord. Some of you, and then some of you, we just praise God for you anyway. All right. I'm going to get a couple of praise reports, then I'm going to see if Pastor Williams is on the line. He's such a blessing, such a blessing.
I am on the line, Dr. Johnson.
Look at that. Thank you so much, Pastor Williams. God bless you. We're going to release the line to you in just a moment, and just follow the direction of the Lord as you always do. Thank God. Anybody have a praise report? Give me a couple before we even kick off here. Anybody?
I have a praise report. It's Sister Peterson.
Sister Peterson got a praise report.
The Lord blessing my children. My grandchildren, their mother was in the house downstairs. And the house was on fire upstairs, and they didn't know. And this crib been brought up and fell in on there. They didn't know. It was just a blessing. I just thank God. Because they would have been in the bed if they had been going to school, and they stayed because they weren't going to school. And I just thank God. I just get so much of thank you for. I just thank him, thank him, thank him. But he's so good because they all could have been gone on to eternity. And I just thank him, praise God, that he lost so fit to let them not to be come through the track. And God, thank you.
All right, Sister Peterson, thank you so much. All right, God bless you. Oh, God bless you so much. All right, can I have get another praise report this morning? Anybody else?
This is Sister Mother Britt. This is Mother Britt. I want to let you know, Dr. Johnson, all about on that. I got your message on my answering service. I went to the field, and I got back yesterday. And God took me back over the highway and brought me back safe. And I thank y'all for your prayer. And I thank you for calling me, Dr. Johnson. When you called, I was already on my way. But I got your message. And I want to let you know I appreciate all the saints that prayed for me. And everything went well at the funeral. And I'm just so grateful that God gave us one more day. And I should Lord bless everyone on this prayer line. Now be with you. Now y'all, may God be with you and keep y'all. And continue to lift us up in prayer. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Mother Britt. We were concerned about you as we always are. And the Lord bless you, the globe, Father. She just travels everywhere. God bless you. Anybody else with a praise report?
This is Sister Lucille.
Uh-huh.
I first give honor to God, my pastor, Venora Johnson, all the saints on the prayer line, Mother Johnson, Lady Betty. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I was praying about my son. I got a son, 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was living in Missouri, I sent him over here to Kansas to go to school over in Wyandotte County. But I hadn't seen him in a long time. And the other day, I was praying and asking the Lord to just watch over my son because there was so much going on over here. One of his cousins had got killed, and I hadn't seen my son. And I was just asking the Lord to lay his hands of protection over my son, you know, to keep him safe. So the other day, we were sitting all down here in my grandmother's house just watching TV, and somebody knocked on the window, and it scared us. And it was my son. And I just thank the Lord. Hallelujah. I just thank the Lord that my son is safe. My son is okay.
Amen.
He rode the van with us yesterday, and my cousin Kevin dropped him off at home. And I just thank the Lord for that, because I was really worried about my son. And I'm asking the saints to continue to pray for me and pray for my children, that our strength will grow in the Lord.
Thank you so much, Sister Lucille, and we will. God bless you. I know that was a mother's really answer to prayer for
you
as a mother. God bless you so much. I'm so happy, happy. The Lord bless you. All right. Can we have one more praise report, and then we're going to release it to Pastor Williams? One more. Anybody else? All right. All right. God bless you. Pastor Williams, are you ready?
I am, Dr. Johnson.
The great man of God, we're going to release the line to you. The Lord bless you and keep you, as we promise.
Amen. God bless all. In the name of Jesus, God bless everyone. On this day that most people observe MLK Day, do a parade or some sort of a way to show that they appreciate his life. And oftentimes it's better to show a person you appreciate them when they're living. But when they are dead and gone, they don't know nothing about your floats. They don't know nothing about how you appreciated them. But nonetheless, we observe this day on MLK. Also, I thank God for the Chief Ambassador, Dr. Johnson, Mother Ellie Johnson, all of the Lord's children, and everyone who stands with you in this connection and the vision that the Lord have given you. I thank God for everyone that is on the First Fruit prayer line. You are a great asset to this vision, and I thank God for you. So never take it lightly who you are and what you're doing, and know that you are standing with this vision, you're part of this vision, and this vision will not be the vision that God desire it to be, and Dr. Johnson desire it to be, except you become a part of it, because without you, he would just be a man with a vision that is not moving forward, and which require even more work. There's a lot more work to do, but yet you're playing a part of it, and even all of you who have personal visions and dreams and things that God have given to you, each of you play a vital part, and then God will give you a vision how to cause your vision to interact with the vision that he have, and we want to talk about that some today. Glory to God. But before we get into speaking about it, let's beseech the Lord. Father, we thank you for all that you've done for us. We thank you for the day and the time. We thank you, Father, for your love and praying. We thank you for how you've kept all of these, your little ones, Father. Hallelujah. You've kept your arms about them. Father, sickness cannot take them out. Flood cannot take them out. Fire cannot prevent them from you, God. Hatred and hate mail and all of the accusations and the fiery darts of the enemy, everything that the enemy have thrown their way, glory to God, were not able to keep them from you. Some of them was faced with a javelin of cancer. Many have been have taken on, glory to God, rocks of tumors chunk that down, man, and all kind of ungodly things of the enemy who the enemy really tried to bring them down, just like your words say, that he comes to steal, he comes to kill, and he comes to destroy. And without those three things, he's not even going to come. Or he come not but to steal, kill, and to destroy. Glory to God. And Father, we thank you because your hand is stretched out still. You love these, your little ones, God. And we give you praise, oh God, for their life. We give you praise for the intricate work that you're doing about them and how you're bringing them to maturity. And God, I thank you for all of the clergy, all of the ones who are standing with Dr. Johnson. Bring them into, oh glory to God, perfection in the name of Jesus. So Father, I want to thank you for your word. And I pray now, glory to God, that the word that you've given to me, glory to God, will become effective and touch hearts and minds everywhere in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the ones that are immediately on the first show and those who are listening by way of blog talk and other means. We thank God for all of you in the name of Jesus. God bless you, and may the hand of the Lord be in the small part of the small place of your back, and may the strength of his love, the inertia of his love, propel you into the harvesting season of your destiny. In Jesus' name, God bless you all. I thank God that God have given, glory to God, Dr. Johnson a vision. I want to concentrate on that thing with visions and dreams. I want to concentrate on that, hallelujah, because even when God was talking to Moses, he had a, and I'm going to paraphrase it just a little bit, because if I try to quote it word for word, I have to actually read it out of the Bible. But one of the things that he was saying when he was talking to Moses, he says, and he was sharing this with somebody, he says, if there is a prophet among you, I would deal with him through visions and dreams. But as for my servant Moses, I would deal with him. I would talk to him, communicate with him face to face. The man talking with another man. Glory to God. And that's how God communicated with Moses. But as for prophets and others who have a great love for God, God deal with us. He communicate with us. He show us things through dreams and through vision. So I want to, first of all, also tell you, no matter the dream, don't downplay your dream. Never discard or downplay your dream. Now, there are some nightmares and there are some things that we get, and it comes for various reasons. And the enemy, he tried to also get in there to deceive us. And one of the ways he would try to get in to deceive is, for an example, for those who go to watch these movies and you watch them, you don't even have to go to the movie now. You can watch them on your television, these scary horror movies. And while you're watching these scary horror movies and you lay down to sleep, you may have nightmares because you start having flashbacks from the movies. And oftentimes we think, well, this is a vital part. Well, it has to do with what have you taken into your body? What have you taken into your mind? What was some of the last thing that was on your mind before you went to sleep that night? And sometimes, not in all cases, but in some cases, those things will come back and they will cause us to actually start dreaming dreams and going through phases, whereas because of the last thing that we have in our mind and the subconscious is constantly playing them back. There are some things that happens based upon what you eat. You've had to eat something, you've induced and do something into your body, glory to God, and also sometimes it can create a negative response. But when you are living right and doing the will of God, And you've been asking God to talk to you. You've been asking God to reveal your glory. Show me your glory, God. Show me your glory. Show me your, I want to know your glory. I want to know your love for me. I want to know, God. I want to know you in the real. I want to know the intimate side of you. I know you based upon the law. I know you based upon the example that you made, how, you know, of your fear. You caused fear in me because I've seen how you destroyed enemies. And you destroyed many, many others, and how you told them not to do a thing. When they did it, you would cut them off instantly. We can read about you in that area, but we want to know the intimate side of God, the love of God, the side of God where God is constantly drawing us in. We want to know you in the real. Glory to God. And so God will communicate to us through visions, through dreams, and begin to share his word with us. And that's why I love the scripture that goes back and says, glory to God. And the last day says, God, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. The Lord still holds truth to that, and if you really want to see what God is doing, hallelujah, glory to God, amen, begin to walk in him, but begin to know that God's going to communicate his word to you, communicate to you through visions and dreams. And so when you get visions and you get dreams where you see yourself doing the Lord's work, glory to God, and not only doing the Lord's work, God give you, he may give you a vision. That's, let me back up. Let me talk a little bit about Dr. Johnson. Dr. Johnson have a vision, glory to God. He have a vision of the first fruit prayer line, and not only the first fruit prayer line, but he have a vision of getting God. When I first heard his vision, when I first heard it, it was getting God over 1 billion praise at a time when this was unheard of, to get God 1 billion praises. And I'm thinking, oh, wow, that's awesome. Give God 1 billion praise. Then he began to talk about having an orchestra, over 500 voices strong, over 500 piece instruments strong, to serenade God. Oh, my God, man, because I love God and because I want to be a part of what God is doing, I'm like, oh, that gravitate, that did something to me. And I'm like, I must position myself to be a part of this. And they begin to talk about the date and the time, where it's going to be at, and how there's going to be the coming together of the saints. Glory to God. So I got excited. I didn't have the means. I didn't have the finance. I didn't have everything in place, but I wanted to get there. And I knew that the only thing that I had that would ever work for me and show up when I needed to show up, glory to God, is my faith. When nothing else happened, when nothing else would work, I knew my faith would work. But my faith has never let me down. Glory to God. But I'm saying, Lord, I want to be at this 1 billion praise convention. I've never been to 1 billion praise convention where saints are everywhere. Glory to God. And just glorifying God, giving God 1 billion praise. The Lord opened the door to the 1 billion praise convention. But here's the thing. It did not turn out the way we wanted it to be with the numbers of people. Glory to God. But yet we were able to give God 1 billion praise. And I had to put that in there. Why? Because that brought us back. That brought me back to Habakkuk. That brings me back to Habakkuk. And Habakkuk, the second chapter and the second verse, and the Lord answered me, talking about Habakkuk. Habakkuk was going through some things. He was a prophet. He was a person who stood on the wall. He was a watchman. He was an intercessor. He was an intercessor. He said he would stand on the wall and wait and communicate to God. Yet he had a question that he was communicating something to the Lord. And the Lord says, and the Lord answered me. Oh, it's a great thing when God answered you. The Lord answered me and said, write the vision. Make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. He that runs, he may run that readeth it. You know what? I began running when I heard it. As soon as I heard the vision, I start running because I heard it. You know, I didn't even have to read it because he read it. He told us about it, and I heard it. Oh, God. And I start running because I wanted to be a part of it. Look what it says, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. Somebody needs to note that in your scripture. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. Glory to God. But at the end, it shall speak. It shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul which is lifted up in is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Man, when I look at that and I thought about what God is doing, man, I got happy. I really did. I got happy. And let me go back. Let me go back again, dealing with what happened in Kansas. I was there, and things didn't turn out at first
for what I was looking, because I was looking for the in the natural. I was looking for things to naturally be what I expect. I missed something. But it was okay. It was okay. Because it was then, that was the turning point in my life. Being there was the turning point of God working in my ministry. I've been pastoring before. I've been doing some things. But there was nothing. Matter of fact, I can't even say I've been doing some things. Why? Because all that I knew and going forward was preaching the word, talking on the word, but yet having the revelations of God and going forth in God as God has allowed me, have not been on the level as it is since I've been to the First Fruit Convention. But I remember coming close to the last day, and we'd gather Bishop Hagin, Lady Hagin, myself, Josh. We had went to a restaurant to eat. And I began to talk to the Lord, and I said, Lord, tears in my eyes. I said, God, as they are right now. I said, Father, I said, I came looking for one thing. And I said, I've not gotten what I wanted. I'm here. I said, God, but I need you to show up in my life like you've never showed up before. I came looking for one thing, God, and I really need you to touch me. I don't want to leave here the way I came. Glory to God. Y'all got to pause and hold me for a moment. Oh, glory to God. Put me on pause for a moment, if you will. Glory to God. It's okay. It's okay. Spiritually, spiritually. Don't physically touch nothing. But spiritually, put me on pause for a second as I praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Father.
Let's praise him with him. Let's praise God.
Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for this moment. Thank you,
Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you for this
moment. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is to please God. Because my heart is to please God. I get choked up every time I begin to just talk. So glory to God. Because I want to love on him. I want to do what the Lord want me to do. And I can say like Moses said, Father, show me your glory. Show me your glory, Lord. Show me your glory. Mm. Hallelujah. And God said to Moses, Moses, no one, no man have ever seen my glory and live. No man have ever seen my glory and live. And then God says to him, but there is a place beside me here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I get excited when I hear that. But there is a place beside me right here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know the story. You know the story. And God shows Moses his glory. But I'm like, Lord, don't let me leave Kansas the way I've come. I came looking for something in the flesh, and things are not going the way I wanted to do. And then God says, and I can hear it in my mind, Lord, open my eyes. Open my eyes. But then when he did open my eyes, glory to God, I saw that the thing we were coming to do, God still got the same results. He got the same result because we came to give God a billion praise. And in the flesh, in the physical arena, things did not measure up the way we wanted it to. But God still was able to get over a billion plus, matter of fact, more than a billion, praises. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And we thank God for that, and we move forward. And I'm like, Lord, what's going on? Hallelujah. And the Lord began to let me know then, little by little, he began to let me know then, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. That same vision that God gave Dr. Johnson then is yet for an appointed time. But at the end, it will surely speak, it will not. Praises, but yet around Dr. Johnson, there must be, glory to God, keepers of the anointed. Well, you're praying for his health. You're praying for his family. You're praying for his finance. You're praying for his vision. You're praying that he will never be disadvantaged by the enemy. Glory to God. And David had men around him, but in the physical, in the natural, they didn't know much about prayer, but they were warriors. They were keepers of the anointed. In one instance, in one situation, a giant. Now, you know, David slew a giant, but there was one incident where David was getting ready to go out to battle, and a giant almost killed David. But one of his mighty men, Glory to God. Rushed in, intervened, and slew the giant. And said, no, 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 my king, my lord, you can no longer walk with us. You stay here. Why? Because there's anointing on you. We must safeguard that anointing. I was looking at that thing. I got happy last night, man. I'm like, Lord, that'll preach right there. You must safeguard the anointing. When you see the anointing on your life and where God is taking you and the vision that he's given you, you're going to have to develop people around you to pray for you, to keep you motivated. And that's why every church, every pastor can no longer just simply just prepare his outlines and prepare his messages for every Sunday and just want to come forward and just minister to the people. And you expect your church going to grow and you do all the things that God has for you to do. When you only have one intercessor, and when they call noonday prayer or morning prayer, you only have one or two people there, those dynamics must change. That matrix must change. Because if you're going to ever be great in God and do anything in him, you're going to need some mighty warriors. You're going to need some intercessors around you because they must help you keep that anointing. They must help you keep that anointing because the devil comes not except for to steal the anointing, kill the anointing, or to destroy the anointing. But you must have people around you that's going to be praying and say, oh, no, that's not happening. Oh, no, 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 you're not going to touch the vision. You're not going to chip away from it. You're not going to detour from it because God gave this. And it has got to work. It has got to work. We may not see the whole fulfillment of it right now because this is not yet the fullness of time for it. But when the fullness of time comes, glory to God. Everything God shows you will happen, and all we have to do is trust God, believe God, and stay alive. Trust God, believe God, stay alive. Trust God, believe God, stay alive. Know that the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end, it will not tarry. Don't tarry. You wait for it. Don't care how it seems. Wait for it. Wait for it. And in the meantime, while you're praying, while you're on this line, and all pastors who are on this line, and you have a congregation that you go to, that's when you go back home, and that's when you begin to speak into people's lives and install a prayer, I'm a prayer group, and would love to pray so that when you call a meeting, the biggest meeting in your church will be the prayer meeting. There should be no meeting in the church which exceeds the prayer meeting. That should be the largest in the church. Why? You always do that when you know you got vision, when you know you're going place. You know that God is communicating with you. He communicated through you through visions and dreams. And now that he communicated that, you need that vision and dream to be safeguarded. And you need warriors. You need intercessors. You need people that's going to stand on the wall, and they're not going to let the devil come in and steal you with sickness, steal you away with cancer, steal you away with tumors and sugar and diabetes. But you have people praying, not on my watch, devil, not on my watch. I rebuke cancer. I rebuke sickness. I rebuke tumors. I rebuke sugar. I rebuke high blood pressure. I rebuke sick cells and all these things. I rebuke blindness. My pastor shall not be coming to church in a hover round. He shall not be coming to church, glory to God, and they have to let down a ramp for him. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. The power of God's against you. Now who's going to do that? We need intercessors. We need warriors to help keep the vision alive. The vision must be kept alive because the visions are part of the anointing. Oftentimes, glory to God, we cannot see what God is doing. Oftentimes, we cannot see it. Why? Because our mind is elsewhere. We're looking at everything else. Glory to God. And oftentimes, we miss God. We come to our churches and God's not here. You know what? We don't see the hand of God like they used to be in the old days. And God would do this and blinded eyes come open then and deaf ears come open then and all these. And we talk about things of the past and what you don't see now and all this other stuff. One of the reasons why you're not seeing these things, glory to God, because what we need to do is create an environment for God to work. What do you mean, Pastor Williams, create an environment for God to work? And let me just use some natural things, if you will. I don't have to have the anointing just to cut hair, glory to God, to be a barber. I don't necessarily have to have anointing to be a chef at the church to cook and to cook food so that people who are hungry can eat. I just need good skills for that. Glory to God. I don't have to have the anointing to be at the usher at the door as an usher. I have to just know hospitality and do that well. Glory to God. I don't have to have the anointing to be a good deacon. Glory to God. Just do right. Do right. And you'll be a good deacon. Glory to God. But when you begin to do those certain things that God has called us to do, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, go forth and become fishers of men. When you begin to do those things that God has called us to do, and you step out into that area, you have created an office. You've created an environment for God to work. So with that office comes certain anointing. For example, Dr. Johnson, being just a local pastor of his church, there's anointing for that. There's an anointing for that, for him being a local pastor and shepherding his flock. There's anointing for that. But when he stepped out and he created what he's done, that vision has created an environment. It created an office for him. And because it created an office for him, now also there's an anointing that comes with that particular office. There's an anointing that he has now to lead billions of people, not just hundreds, but billions of people. There is anointing on him, and he must be aware of the anointing because it's a kingly anointing. It's a kingly anointing. It's a priestly anointing. He has created an environment that with this kingly anointing, it encompasses nations. It encompasses, matter of fact, international nations and continents. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Where it was other nations that came to David and brought him gifts. It was other nations that brought gifts to him because not only was he national, but he was international. And other leaders began bringing gifts to him. Glory to God. And they blessed him. Different anointing. There's a different anointing that he's walking under because what happened, that vision, and because he's following the vision, it created an office for that anointing to start flowing. Glory to God. So he doesn't just walk in the anointing of a pastor, but he walks in a greater anointing. And that's why when he prays for you, he don't have to get all roughed up. And in the name of Jesus, Satan, I rebuke you. The power of God took it. He don't even have to do that. He just simply speak the word. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. He don't have to call the devil out of his name. You